Hey, this is Red Band with Death Squad, and you're listening to Your Mom's House. You can download this episode and all the different episodes of all the Death Squad podcasts by subscribing to us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store, type in Death Squad, and hit subscribe. Don't forget about deathsquad.tv that has all the links to all the different guests. It also has all the video components to all the audio podcasts. And you can also donate. Your donations help us out. Right now, we just switched servers. Again, this is the third time. And now it's getting ridiculously expensive. So if you have any extra cash and you'd like to donate, please, please donate at deathsquad.tv. There's a link on the top and on the side. Guys, thank you very much for listening. And now here's Your Mom's House with Christina Pazinski.
Coughing. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Mom's House podcast. I am your co-host, Christina Pajitsky, and the other mommy, the main mommy, Tommy, is in Australia, or Momstralia, and the Melbourne Comedy Festival this week, so he will not be here, but I have friends that will sit in instead. I have Red Ban.
Hi!
I have the amazing Nick Youssef.
Hello.
And I have with us Matt Kirsch.
Hilarious.
So yeah, we're gonna do it up Big Mommy House style. We're gonna talk. Now, Youssef, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he is a comic that I've known for many, many years, and he's a Comedy Store regular.
Yep.
He's very funny, but we don't really know Nick Youssef the way we should know Nick Youssef. And we're going to get inside of him.
I like the sound of that.
We're going to spread his anus and dip our heads inside. And
this
feel...
is all figurative, correct? This is literal.
All right, good.
It's okay. Real stuff.
Enjoy your water.
So, I don't know. I think we're all reeling in the stand-up community about what the fuck is going on with Charlie Sheen and his stand-up attempt.
I don't know if we're reeling.
I'm reeling.
I'm annoyed, but it's more annoying than anything.
What is it? Like, I don't really... I've just kind of looked at TMZ today, and do you know the...
There was a point, and it wasn't too long ago, because he hasn't been in fully insane for very long, but I just had to stop paying attention to it. I had to stop tweeting about it. I had to stop reading, because people were getting annoyed. They're like, no one cares anymore. It was funny for three or four days with the tiger blood thing and like the winning. And
winning is now the new, that's what she said. Like, I feel like winning is not, it's on its way out.
And at like auditions, winning is the new nailed it. You know, when like you leave, you go, nailed it. Now people are saying wit. Because actors have no wit.
They're just zero.
What's the latest thing in the, you know.
Yeah, I hate actors.
Yeah, they're kind of the worst.
Well, I don't know what goes on the scale of suck. I think I hate beat poets, like spoken word poets, number one.
Yeah.
Folk singers with guitar, people who stare at you and sing.
Okay.
Second place.
Yeah.
Actors, and then we're on the scale. Comedians are annoying as well.
Yeah.
We're very
more sketch and improv before us. Then stand-up, yeah.
See, that's a lot of people don't know that in the stand-up world, that stand-ups have an inherent animosity, let's be honest, towards improvers. We believe that, at least I believe, that it's kind of bullshit, that it's easier to get a laugh if it's just an accidental funny haha.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't know if it's easier. It's just more... It's just different kinds of comedy. Easier. Like, sketch and improv is zany, and like, who the fuck likes zany, you know? There's some good sketch and improv, obviously.
There's none.
No, there is.
Zero.
There is definitely good. I think you're seeing it wrong places. I think you're seeing it like comedy sports or some places.
Yeah.
Like,
fucking kill.
I need a movie, Rocky. All right, The Terminator. You know, like you're seeing that kind of bullshit.
And there's a lot of awful stand-up, too.
For sure.
Exactly.
But I feel like it, I mean, I did The Groundlings when I first started comedy. And I do feel like when they're like, you're in a coffee shop, and if you just put the word dick or dildo, people laugh. And I guess the same as stand-up. So.
It is exactly the same.
It kind of is. So, just with more people on stage at once doing the same annoying thing.
So, okay. So here's my question. So Charlie Sheen, it's on TMZ. It says that he opened his shows in Detroit, which, as we all know, Detroit, very funny town. Nothing but joy and fun.
Yeah. You know, you're off. You're just like, you know what? Let's go to a really lucky city where we can get a lot of super happy people that are going to be on board with this.
Business is booming.
Yeah. And just, you know, hit the ground running.
But yet they're also like the number one drug addicts probably in the country and fucking love fucking hookers and shit like that. So maybe it's like their prime market.
That's true. It could be.
The depraved.
But let's be fair. They just got a RoboCop statue in Detroit. Hi-yo. So, you know, that is. They did. They petitioned and they're getting and putting a RoboCop.
That's what they're spending the little money that they have
on. They got to boost morale somehow.
I'm so happy for them.
Jeez. Yep. Build a Toyota plant there. Fuck the RoboCop thing.
You know, I don't mean to shit on Detroit. I'm not above it. I was born right across from Detroit in Sweet Windsor, Ontario. My father worked at the Chrysler factory, so I'm not above it.
Right.
I will say that. But I do think it's an odd town to start your
I just think that they've been through enough, and the last thing they need is, you know, Charlie Sheen coming there and, you know.
Well, here's how he starts. He does the Fox Theater, which is good. He's not fucking with clubs. Good.
I know.
The majority of the audience heckled not only Charlie, but his buddy Simon Rex, who came out and started rapping. Who the fuck is Simon Rex?
Simon Rex is not anyone anymore. He used to be someone. he had a thing for a while. He was like an MTV... VJ.
Is he the bald one?
No. He was the hot skinny dude. He was on all the MTV whenever they went on spring break. He was always
like
the
Eric
guy
Meese?
With no shirt on. Yes.
Yeah. He orchestrated the date raping.
Yes.
During those spring breaks.
Yeah. Do you know that I just found out? I was at the Palms in Vegas this week, and that MTV spring break, they hire extras because you have to be over 21 to drink, and college kids are not over 21.
Yeah. most of them are not. Yeah.
Well, because I used to watch it and be super bummed, like, oh, I'm so lame. I'm not on MTV Spring Break. And then you realize they're all actors.
It's amazing how much fake shit is, you know? Like even just like Extra. I don't know if you saw that. The Extra, that TV show, is so brokester that they can't afford to have a studio anymore. So now they just go to like an outdoor mall and they do their show from an outdoor mall. The Grove. Grove.
Extra?
Oh, Extra?
Yeah. Or is it Access Extra? Hollywood? No, it's Extra. And they do it from the Grove, and all these people are surrounding Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
But they are all paid extras.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
I've seen that one time I was at the Grove, and I'm like, oh, it's Mario Lopez. Who gives a shit? Yeah. And then I was wondering why people were actually, wow, it's so weird.
And it's funny is that my friend Allison is one of the paid extras, and I had already released this, but it's called Allison's Coming to Get You or something like that. But it's her. She decided to become like this Terminator character. So every time they show her, she's just like looking around like she's going to kill somebody. And then she starts staring at Mario Lopez. And then the last time she did it, she like gave him a high five. And then right when she's done, she just started looking around like she was going to kill everybody.
That's
What's
great.
What's up, Mario? He seems to have, because isn't he host some other faggy dance show? Or what is it? Dancing with the Wolves? Or what
Dancing
is it? Isn't he on Dancing with Stars a while ago? Or?
I think he was a contestant on it, right?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
I have
idea. You think he's a fagula or he's straight?
I don't know. I think he's straight.
I think he's pretty straight, actually. I hung out with him in Vegas once, and he knows Joe and all the guys through jiu-jitsu, because he does jiu-jitsu a lot. But, I mean, he was on the lookout for definitely women when I was with him.
Right,
but, of course,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
What a life that guy has. I mean, he probably just gets laid all the time.
Left and right, yeah.
Just being like a hot lad.
Like right after they wrap Extra, he just walks into the Nordstrom at the Grove and he's like, come on, ladies.
Boy,
check it out. AC Slater.
Do you think comedians ever have that kind of cachet with women?
When they're huge, I imagine.
Like Dane.
Yeah. A guy like that probably definitely
does.
Yeah.
You have to be like super, wow.
Charlie Sheen is probably getting a ton of action.
Do you think he is? Oh, yeah, because crazy chicks are like...
Yeah, they're probably all over that. So, like, now he's doing more. I thought the whole tour was just going to fall apart right away and get canceled.
No, he got a standing ovation in the last town he did. He was in...
Because he went short?
No, he did 2 hours.
Oh, that's...
Wait, did you tell me that?
Yeah, he did 2 hours.
I can't think of a comic even I would want to watch for an hour and a half. Like, most comics, even like good ones that I like, it's like after an hour, you're like, I'm out. I'm done.
But at least there's some structure in that. You know, that's just 2 hours of that crazy dude just fucking rambling about bullshit.
Oh, yeah. He just... Okay, it says Charlie walks on stage sporting a Cleveland Indians jersey. The crowd goes wild. A heckler just asked Sheen, where's your Coke? He replied,
in
your pocket. Charlie is showing up a t-shirt that reads Genius. So he's hawking his merch, which is great.
Yeah.
After several people asked Charlie about Emilio Estevez, he responded, "Don't you guys want to hear about me?"
Jeez. Oh, God. He should have the situation open for him and just make it the world's worst show.
Right?
Yeah.
And another audience chant, this time directed toward Charlie's ex, Denise Richards, with people yelling, "Fuck that bitch." Oh, my God, dude. He says he's not an actual warlock. I've been able to spin magic the past couple of weeks. You guys all bought tickets without knowing a damn thing about the show.
Wait,
I think he's right.
He had to actually tell people that he's not a warlock. He's like, just in case any of you idiots that actually bought tickets to this think that I'm going to cast spells.
May cause diarrhea, and I'm not a warlock.
Well, you know how stupid people are, though. Like, they think the TV is all... Like, I'm sure people watch Bewitched. And they're like, what? That's fucking...
And they're like, wow, I want to meet a genie.
I do.
That's so terrible. So I can't. What do they charge? Like, what's the admission for his show?
Oh, I wish.
$10, right? It's got to be a $10.
No. I think it's actually pretty high.
Really?
I think it was really high, actually. Mm. And I don't know. Like, did they actually say that they were advertising as a comedy show? Because I always kind of gandered it was more of like a variety show.
That's what I thought, too.
You know, like a Saturday Night Live of Charlie Sheen. Like, the first one that they had, they actually even had skits, like video skits where it looked like iPhone applications and stuff like that. Like, animation, like short movies that they were playing.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, it seemed... Like, maybe the first time they were, I don't know if it's changed since then, but like, they got rid of the comic Kurt Fox after the first one.
Right.
Wait, Kurt Fox did the first one?
He did only the first one that I heard. And
Wait,
then I heard that
so
they,
funny.
Yeah, the second one they didn't use him. I think they bailed out of the idea of having either having a stand up or having Kurt. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Kirk was the opener?
Yeah, he was the famous opener that was. You know, you see the YouTube videos and stuff like that. And before I even knew this, like, I was reading like a breakdown of it when we were in Portland, Oregon, because we were like all in our green room, like looking at Twitter and going, "Oh shit, what's happening with this Charlie Sheen shit?"
Yeah,
and then
it's so crazy.
Yeah, then so this one website was like breaking it down per hour, and it was like, "Oh god, comic came on."
Yeah,
you know, this joke, getting booed. You know, Charlie Sheen at one point, I guess, came out and tried to like, "No, this comic's really funny." You know, like halfway through his act, but then it didn't.
But I feel like, you know, that's a gig that any comic would take, first of all. If they approach me, I'd be like, absolutely, I'll open. I don't give a fuck. Give me the paycheck. But that's like, you're showing up for a bloodbath. Like, you're showing up for the freak show. It's kind of like opening for a band. I don't know if you've ever opened for a band, Nick.
Yeah.
It's like the worst
thing.
Well,
why Kurt Fox, though?
They're not there to see you.
I mean, you're Charlie Sheen. You need a Norton. You need a Jim Norton. You need a, you know what I mean? I think there is, that could work. I just think that, why would they get like a tall, skinny, nerdy guy? You know?
He's so smart, too. He's like.
With a mustache.
He's so funny. And
he's hilarious. He's a hilarious comic. But mixed with Charlie Sheen doesn't really work.
It's like, you're walking into a firing squad. This
poor Kirk, man.
Yeah. Need a Bill Burr, I guess.
Ooh, take the money and run.
He probably just wanted a lesser known person so this whole show could be about him. You know?
Right.
Did you hear Red Band go, they should have Bill Burr?
No, I mean, because he's good at
that.
Have you ever seen Bill Burr's Liberty Bell bit on YouTube?
I don't think so.
No.
It was at a concert where Bill started getting booed.
That's one of the
best, funniest clips ever. And like I said, that would be perfect for somebody like Bill Burr or Jim Norton, but Bill Burr would be able to fucking destroy that show. He ain't going to lose no fight.
Mom's House podcast listeners, I don't know if you know this, but there's a little beef going.
There's no beef. I don't want to talk. Let's not talk about
that. And we're not going to talk about it, but if you want to listen to Rogan's podcast.
It's so annoying now. I don't even
know. If you want to, it's on Rogan's podcast. So
beef.
We're, as part of the Death Squad family,
beef.
We like to address beef.
It's Whitford.
And serve it up on a plate.
Live on the internet.
So did you have fun at Southwest? Was that your first time?
No, I went last year, but not under official South by Comedy. We did our own, like the Comedy Store and the Roxy did like a joint thing together at a venue there last year. And we did that and it was fun. And then we just, you know, watched a bunch of music and hung out and drank excessively.
Can I tell you, it sounds like a little bit of a nightmare for me.
It's long.
It sounds fucking terrible.
It's long and exhausting. Because it's not like a music festival like if you went to Coachella or Bonnaroo where it's like one area and then you can just watch whatever you want. Like all of downtown Austin is just overrun by skinny jeans people.
Oh.
And it's like tattooed hipster musicians and everyone's hammered all day long. And like, And then there's the interactive, like, nerdy guys, all the tech dudes and stuff. So you have, like, a mix of all that. They just take over downtown Austin, and it's, like, from 9 or 10 in the morning till, like, 4 a.m., you're just constantly doing something all day long, eating badass barbecue all day.
Dude, Austin's rad, though. I love that
city. Austin's such a great city.
Sorry, sweetie.
Love to live there.
But I feel like I hate festival. Like, I just did the Aspen Comedy Festival, which was fun because it's just comics.
Yeah.
And it's just you bullshitting with other comics. And that I like hanging out more than I do anything else.
But, yeah.
Like, I remember going to, like, Lollapalooza when I was 14 and doing acid and... just wanting to die because there's so many people. You can't pee.
It gets I'm getting
dirty
to the point where I'm too old for music festivals. I swear it sounds stupid.
No, you
are. I agree.
You are. How old are you now?
I'm 28.
Oh yeah. Oh,
but like I've gone to like say Coachella. I've gone the last 5 years in a row, and every year we go, we get there like the night before. We camp. We set up all our stuff and like
you dirty hippie
and
nerd.
We go for it. Yeah. Right?
Sounds terrible. Yeah, we really
get, hit the roof. Get a redder fin. It's fucking $30.
That's what we did the first year. Well, no, they mark up
the experience, bro.
They rape you with hotels over there during the
festival.
That's
why, because they know that you kids.
Plus, it's fun to camp. It's like there's a huge 15,000 person camping area, and you're hanging
out. Kirsch, are you into this nonsense?
No, I don't go to music festivals
or just, camping. Are you?
I like camping. Camping's fun.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Well, I can't, like, here's what happened, like,
man, I think versus nature.
2 years ago.
I hate nature, I hate it.
We were camping and having a good time or whatever, and then we it's like day two or whatever, and you get up at like 8 a.m. because it's like 9,000 degrees, right? So we get up and we're just tired and hungry, want coffee and air conditioning and like all the amenities that you can't have until like Monday when you get home. So we look over at the tent, like, kind of across from us, and there's all these, like, punk-ass kids that are, like, 21, like, yeah. And they, like, it looked like they had not gone to sleep. And then I go over there, and I'm like, what's up, guys? You still hanging out? They're like, yeah, man, we're partying. Yeah. John's done so much E, it's so crazy. And I look at the kid, I'm like, people still do ecstasy?
Oh, yeah.
Rolling. And then the little asshole looks at me and goes, maybe not people your age. And then fucking walks away.
No, no way.
I was like,
he dead.
Fuck. I was like, I'm getting old now.
Fuck you.
That guy just like called me an old guy.
Yeah.
I was like,
did you see how angry Kirsch got? He's like, fuck you. I still do ecstasy.
Fuck. I wanted to be like, hey man, so I wanted to just be like, dude, when you're on E, make sure not to drink water. Run a lot, drink coffee.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna fucking ruin your butt.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Calling me old.
That sucks.
Yeah.
No, I heard the kids do E now. I heard they don't do acid and like crystal, like all the awful shit we did.
You used to Sherman and all that shit, right?
Oh, of course.
When was the last time you did?
Nice and early. Oh, I started early. I started at 14, and then I ended by the time I was 20. I was like, I'm done. Oh,
wow. I took a good.
I smoke weed.
I took a good 7 years off, and I just recently, last week or 2 weeks ago, shroomed again for my first time. And it was mostly because the last time I did was so awful. I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm too old for this shit like that. But man, it was one of the most. It like reset my life. I feel like more creative again. I feel like fucking like a whole new breath of fresh air.
Where were you at?
It was fucking beautiful.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where were you at?
Just my girl's house.
Oh no. And nature's always the best. Just get out of the box.
Yeah. But yeah, I would recommend it. Shrimp. If you took it off, if you went through the thing I did, like, you know what, I'm not doing that shit anymore. Fucking go get some shrooms. And I did it different, like I made a tea out of it. I didn't just fucking chow it down like I used to.
Yeah.
And it was just like I was just drinking just sipping on this tea, and next thing you know, everything was beautiful. It was amazing.
Wow. No, I don't know. I feel like when I was 20, that was the last time I was too old and I had too much going on and responsibility. I mean, I was still in college, but I remember it lasted almost like a full day because I took too much.
Good Lord.
Wow. And I was like,
one whole day?
Almost. It was almost 24 hours, and I was up at like 4 in the morning.
Did you put acid on your mushrooms?
I did.
Yeah.
It felt like, and I was watching Mr. Rogers. I remember at like 5 in the morning just twitching and freaking out and being like, this is it. This is the last time I do it. And that was like...
So you were doing that stuff when you were 14?
I started drugs when I was 13. I smoked weed for the first time. Because I grew up here in L.A. Like, you know,
me too.
In the fucking valley. You know, where did you grow up?
I grew up in La Crescenta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like near Glendale, Pasadena. You know where it is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So you guys didn't go... Did you ever go to Hollywood and Melrose? And
I mean, maybe like a few times. But none of us had cars. None of us had money. No. Like, it wasn't like one of those, like, let's go party in Hollywood. We're like, let's go play Warcraft. You know, in like my friend's den or something. No, like, all night.
We took the bus, son. I bussed that shit over to Hollywood.
I used to take the bus to, like, Glendale, and that was, like, this huge journey for me. I'm like, am I going to come back? It's so far.
The Galleria.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the Galleria.
I rescued my dog from the Galleria.
That's fun. Yeah. Oh, I miss the old one with the...
Before the Americana.
Hot dog on a stick. Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
They film movies there and shit. I grew up on that. I grew up on the food court.
Yeah, we used to play. We used to play a game at the mall, see if you can find more than three hot girls in the Glendale Galleria. And I think maybe twice we were able to get like four and a half.
Whoa!
Like that. Yeah. Really? Not a lot of pretty people in Glendale. But then you go to Hollywood, it's just gorgeous. Yeah. 11s yeah. like everywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You know, it's funny. I always tell people that because I'm 34 now, and in LA, I'm maybe like 6.
Okay.
But in Toledo, I'm a fucking 10.
Yeah.
Because, like, anywhere outside of LA, you're kind of normal. Like, you look good.
It's a hard city to be attractive in. Like,
very much. Yeah. But we grew up here. I feel like you have a different... I don't know. When you grow up in this shit, it doesn't affect you the same way, I think.
You get accustomed to it, like, you know, like seeing celebrities and stuff. Yes. It's not one of those, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, even before, you know, we started doing comedy, I'm sure you'd be like, oh, there's what's his name from that one movie. And then you're like, great. Yeah. He looks fatter and older in real life. Cool. Congratulations. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so hard to be. Like, I was in Raleigh a few weeks ago, and it's the South, and, you know, like, no one's rail thin and emaciated, and, you know.
Oh, no, right.
I'm on stage talking about, like, eating awesome Carolina barbecue or whatever, and some guy in the crowd, he goes, he's like, yeah, man, you need to eat, like, yelled it out. And I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, oh, I can't eat too much food because I'm gonna, you know, I'm gaining weight or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy's, like, worried about my health, and I'm like, do I need to eat? He's like, yeah, man, what's, you know, are you okay? I'm like, just, like, perception is just so crazy. Like,
I got called. I was in Vegas at the Palms this last week, and I walked out on stage. I didn't even say a fucking word.
Yeah.
And a drunk guy in the audience just goes, lesbian! I was like, what? How did you deduce that, sir? Yeah. Like,
Vegas is so classy. Isn't it just the classiest place?
It's when dreams are made and...
To be broken.
I did a USO tour once, and we were in Japan, and I walked on stage, and the dude was, go home, faggot.
Oh, I love that.
I go, yeah, you're right. Guess what? I get to go home tomorrow. You're in the army. You'll be here for another 2 years. Later.
I have a feeling Red Band likes Vegas.
No, I used to love Vegas for about 2 times, and then after the second time, I'm there like almost every other month or every month now, and I fucking hate it.
It's awful.
I hate it so much. and like last time, I had the best time I had in Vegas in a long time, and it was only because of something crazy happened. I think I already talked about that about where this hot girl followed me to my room.
What? No.
No, you didn't hear about this?
No.
No.
Oh, all right. So this is actually pretty funny. I've talked about this on some podcasts before. But I went into the elevator. It was the end of the night. It was like 4 a.m. And there was like this girl wearing this beautiful dress. Just looked very rich and very made up and stuff like that. And she's just like texting. And then she missed her floor. And I was like, oh, you can get off at my floor. Or no, I said, you could stay in my room tonight or something like that. I was so drunk. I just said something cheesy like that.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and goes, oh, okay. And I was like, what the fuck? And I come out the elevator, I go to my room, she follows me all the way to my room, I open up the door, she comes inside, and immediately she pushes me against the wall, grabs my dick, and starts making out with me.
What?
And this chick was like Kardashian, she was taller than me, she was just like a supermodel chick.
Wow.
And we make out for like 5 minutes, and she goes, if you want to play, you have to pay, and I'm like, and then I said, oh, I thought you were a real girl. And I was like, I can't believe I just said I thought you were a real girl. But, then she gave me one for free. She made out with me for a little bit longer, and then she left. But
wow.
And I think I said something, like, I was almost going to say, like, if, you know, after you're done, if you wanted a spoon or something, you know, if you want to drive home.
Yeah.
She really liked that.
Wow.
That's so crazy. Have you guys ever, I mean, I know it's personal.
$2,000, by the way.
$2,000?
Oh, really?
To sleep with her?
It was cheaper than.
That's 2 chips,
Let
bro.
Me
That's
tell
what I
you,
thought.
When I was in Amsterdam in 2003, in the red light district, I asked the hookers there, you know, when you see them behind the glass and everything.
Yeah.
She said, €50, you can do anything. I said, anything anal? She said, yeah, anything, €50. Jeez. So €50 is like $100, right?
$2,000
for this? Was she special?
She was fucking crazy hot. She definitely was top. She was definitely like Puff Daddy
top
hooker.
Shelf.
But
you
like worth $2,000 though?
if I was rich, I would definitely hire her. If I had to, she didn't look like a hooker. She just looked like a right. super fucking hot model. Right. Like, you know, like hookers, you go to LA or go to Vegas, you can walk through the casino and see hooker.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this did not look, I would never have guessed this chick was a hooker. Except the fact that she followed me to my room and whatever.
Can I tell you something? So I heard this thing on, I forget where, and it was this professor that did research on prostitution.
Yeah.
And she was under the belief that all women that became prostitutes were molested as children. Wow. And aren't doing it of willful choice. Like, it isn't a choice. It's just like you know what I mean? Like, your life circumstances are such that that is all you can do. I mean, do you know hookers? Or you know porn stars?
I know hookers.
I don't know any hookers.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, hookers and escorts, same thing. Just let's get that out. There's a difference.
Is that right?
There's a hooker that walks the street, and there's a hooker that fucking gets an email and fucking goes to your house or goes to a hotel.
And the escort.
And the big thing with the escorts now is, like, especially with strippers. Nowadays, strippers, people aren't making money. So you go to a strip club, these girls are now resorting to escorting. And what escorting is, or what porn stars are even doing nowadays, is fucking doing escorting, because instead of doing like a porn video that's going to be put on the internet and everyone will see, they'll make more money just to have fucking sex with you.
Yeah, why not just do... Whoa. See, porn doesn't even pay anymore.
It's back, baby.
Because porn, you make, what, $1,000?
Because there's no money in porn anymore.
Right.
Because of the internet.
You may as well just be a hooker and charge some guy $2,000.
Yeah. Right.
And then get the fuck out, and then your parents and your family and your old school teacher doesn't have to see you getting anal, getting gang banged by five black guys.
Right. Now the biggest difference, obviously, is the safety part of it, because with porn is actually one of the safest things in the world, because every time they do anything, they have to do AIDS tests.
Yeah.
Here's the fallacy in that argument, because I was debating this.
And they have to wear condoms now too.
Oh, that's cool. But
that's
can I tell you something?
Fine. That ruins porn.
It does ruin.
I don't want
to
see condoms
so
and safety. No. I want to see
why
debauchery.
It's more realistic.
I'm gonna fuck you after I put on.
Yeah,
it's more realistic.
After we play it safe, isn't it? But you watch porn because it's not realistic.
No. I want porn to me. I can't do the glamour porn. Like, if you either like glamour porn or you don't, I want to fucking see their fucking canceled check on the nightstand or their insurance, like car insurance,
like a
bill.
Shaky camera.
You know, I want to fucking see a shaky camera. I want to see it as real as possible. If that girl has a fucking ingrown hair on her inner thigh, I want to see that. I want this.
I'll opt out of that. Shit. I don't want that. The ingrown hair.
No, I don't really want that.
Can I
either.
Tell you what I don't like in pornography? I don't like the aggression. I'm sick of the spitting and the pulling apart and the
I like all
anger
that
anger and that.
That's
really?
Fun. Yeah. No. I mean, not when it's like to a degree where you're like, Jesus Christ, are they going to be okay? Like,
Choking.
I don't want to worry about anybody.
It's
but like,
definitely changed a gear. They definitely
right.
have amped it up in the last
they have to.
Year.
Because you get
so
desensitized.
Yeah.
To it. They got to be like,
look at her butthole. It's like a giant mountain. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Like, they show the gaping a-hole with the love mustard in it. I don't need to see. I don't know. Maybe I'm a girl. And I like to not see all of it.
I mean, I still peruse it, but I mean, it's not on the top 10.
Have you ever had sex with a girl from behind and then spread her ass open and then spit inside her asshole?
Oh, all day.
I've done that,
Have you ever done it with a chest cold?
I
did it and I was like, wow, that was a little yellow.
Can I tell you guys
I would not do that.
My prediction for Red Van, here's my prediction, is that he's got a pinky toe in the porn world now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I predict that he will do a film or something related.
I think it's more of a fist that's in the
you
world.
Double fisting.
No. I would never
you don't
do that.
Think?
No.
Nah, right?
No.
Why?
Keep because it a mystery, bro.
I would like to see.
Because you do all this. It would
I don't need to.
Keep a mystery, bro.
But do you do it right. because you right. you need to or because you like it?
No, I actually don't even watch porn. I don't even like. I'll masturbate if I'm not fucking somebody, and then I'll watch some porn. But it's more like, hey, what's on? You know, submityourflix.com. Bam, bam. I'm done. You know, next.
Yeah.
I don't buy porn videos. I don't buy porn magazines. Yeah. I don't do any of that.
Do they even have porn magazines anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Penthouse, Playboy.
Does anybody buy porn?
Yeah, you would be amazed. At least with Penthouse, you'll be amazed. Just the people that pick it up at airports and fucking, you know,
at the airport to read it on
like
the plane. You
those
can't read
to
that
be the
on the
only
plane.
Two magazines
they
left.
Sell them at it.
And
Playboy.
That's probably the easiest thing to
that's
hide
they make
from your
most
wife. It's probably hard copy porn.
But
now.
What
yeah,
pervert's
yeah.
reading Penthouse on the airplane? That's
I know.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah,
they do.
You're just undoing centerfolds. This old lady's next to you. What do you think of her pussy? That's pretty good.
It's pretty shaved, right?
I feel bad when I'm watching a movie on the plane, and it's like a sex scene or something like that. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, so embarrassing.
It's weird. There's like a kid there.
Yeah, you should be allowed to do that, right? Yeah.
Krish, are you married?
Yes, I am.
And what's your wife's stance on pornography?
She's totally cool with it. I mean, yeah. she's good about it. She's just, you know, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. We're open in our house about it. We laugh. There's this one thing
laugh too about
that,
it.
Yeah, that Super Tommy best. And I are obsessed with. Have you ever seen this? It's it's where the girls kick guys in the balls.
No.
Come
no.
on. It's like Brazilian something, and it's hilarious. Like 20 minutes.
This is porn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
people
fetish.
Are checking off of this?
Yeah.
Wow. America's Funniest Home Videos. Move
so
over.
So great. And it's just this angry Brazilian woman, and she's like, whatever languages, and then she fucking keeps kicking the guy in the balls until he's like shaking.
Oof.
And I'm like, I could do that for free. Wow. I would so love to kick a guy in the balls.
See, that's like that's the kind of porn chicks can watch. Where they're like, yeah, but that's the kind of porn a guy would be like. I would be uncomfortable.
Oh, but it's the humiliation.
Every time she kicked him, I'd like go Oof. To my own crotch
just
to protect
talking
it.
About it makes me wince.
But it's the humiliation, I think, the degradation that he enjoys, I guess.
Jesus.
It's like good old fucking.
I know, you know, me too. Yeah.
It's classic, man. Call me classy.
I don't need to be injured while I'm having sex. Like, that's not good.
I don't either. I feel like it's, I don't know. I'm very vanilla. I'm very, like, I feel like I get my kicks on stage. Yeah. Like, I put my life out there for people.
Right.
So that's enough. Isn't that enough? Like, I don't know. But then you look at guys like Greg Giraldo or...
Right.
They just do blow and drugs and hookers on the... Did he do hookers? He did, right? Giraldo. Or strippers.
I don't know. I didn't know.
It seems like most comics do hookers.
Yeah.
I'm like, every time I say I don't... It seems like every time I say I don't, people are like, really? You haven't done that before?
I've never done that.
And I want to try it out.
I'm not opposed to it. I've just
Let's
never...
do it.
Like, I want to try it out.
Next
I
hope podcast.
Call one right now.
I know.
Call I'm
one
serious. Right now.
Like, we had one podcast with this guy that was addicted to hookers, a comic. I don't want to say his name because we had to, like...
Sure.
We had to put a Spider-Man mask on him the whole time while he was saying...
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. And so he was talking about how much he gets hookers and everything and all what he does. And, like, one of the things he does is he always gets massages. And that actually... I always thought was, maybe some places do hand jobs, but I didn't know that you could get full-on sex at massage
places.
I'm pretty sure you could.
Oh,
wow.
Never knew that. But I want to try that, but I want to, like, do baby steps up to that. Like, I want to go to one of those places at the mall where you're sitting weird in the middle of the courtroom and just be like, hey, you know, $10, you know, and they throw a sheet on you and spit in your face or something.
Yeah.
Put a finger in your butt.
You want to get arrested at a mall for jerking off.
No, I just want some kind of, like, that seems like that would be easier to do than going to, like, a real, you know, massage parlor place.
Right.
You know? I want to start off at fucking, you know, Sam's or whatever.
You just wonder how, like, unsafe a massage parlor like that is. Because it's not like the porn world where there's testing and all that stuff. Yeah. It's just some chick at a massage parlor, like, jerking you off and
fucking
you.
I've heard stories of boys getting...
Yeah,
STDs
that's not,
and
not
even
worth
if
it.
Even if you wear a condom, because you can still get herpes and genital warts.
Well, they're only 16. Yeah. It's not like they've gotten that much.
So much more.
Those 16-year-old Thai girls.
Right off the boat.
Oh,
right.
Well, in that case, then I'm fine. Okay. As long
get
as they're
young.
16. Yeah.
But Yusuf, you wouldn't get a prostitute ever, you think?
I'm not. Well, I don't know. I would never say never to stuff like that. But like, because I just don't know what I would do in the future. But yeah, I've never done it. And I don't. It's not something I want to do.
No, you know my
I get laid. No.
what?
But even guys that do get laid still get hookers. So that's not like, you know.
I get, you know, my dad is like 64 and he dates 20-year-olds and he's like,
good for him.
He's so rad. Yeah, he's such a boy. I love him.
Hashtag crush it.
Yeah. He's so amazing. But and he always says, he's like, I don't know why anybody would get a hooker to forcing sex, because to me it just seems like You are, in essence, doing it against their will. A little, like, you know what I mean? Wouldn't you want a willing, happy woman under you, on top of you?
I think they are happy. They're making fucking hundreds of dollars for doing nothing but doing sex. Like, one of the girls I know that does escorting,
it's a contract.
She fucking loves sex. She's like, dude, I love fucking dick in me. She's like, I could either do that, or I could get paid a shitload of money and not have to do anything else for the, you know, I have an awesome house, well, like two cars for just doing something I love.
That's got to be taxing on your soul, though, to do that shit.
Yeah, I agree. She likes money. It's not sex. That's what she says, but it's just, it's fun.
I love sex.
It's money. Yeah, I love but I do it for free. See, you love sex so much that you do it for free.
Nick, what if you could pick girls that wanted to pay you to have sex with you?
What's a website?
If you every day you got five girls going, hey, I want to hire you and I want to fuck you, how much is your how much would it cost? Would you do that?
So become a gigolo?
Yeah.
Just for the title. I like the word.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'd do it. Yeah, that's kind of weird. First of all, I don't know that any girl would be like, I need to have sex with you so bad.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not even going to let you say yes. Yeah. Here's money first.
No woman on
that. No, I'm saying, what if it was, though? That's what these girls are pretty much saying, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I understand why some of them do it, but I just still think they're all broken people.
For sure.
I think they're all as happy as they seem, and like I got cars and money, and I'm smiling right now, and I look hot. It's like, you know, there's times at night where they're at home and they're just like, where'd it go wrong?
Can I tell you, Sam Tripoli said the best thing about this. He was like, you know, Christina, porn star DNA and stripper DNA is not that far off from comedian DNA.
Right.
And I was like, you're right. Like, it's a double helix of, like, uncle's lap and early menstruation. It's also, you know, we use our words to get attention, and these girls maybe use their bodies.
Right.
Just, it's a different form of love me daddy, basically.
Yeah. It's all a grab for attention, and, you know.
We're sick. Like, what we do is fucking ridiculously mentally ill.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. If you think about it too much, you're like, this is weird. Like, my choices in life are really unusual. Yeah. Like, you're staying up late and traveling to talk in front of people and make them...
Oh, it's terrible. And not only that, like, public speaking is people's number one fear in life, and we do that. Like, it's just, you're so vulnerable. It's counterintuitive, almost. But you started early, by the way. How old are you when you started?
18.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Wow. Well, don't be. It's not going well.
Oh, that's not true. You're
no, it's okay.
Hilarious.
Thank you.
Now, how did you have the wherewithal to start so early? Like, it's so good.
I don't know. I just wanted to do it when I was a kid, and then I lived in... you know, L.A., and it was, like, all right there, and I was, like, because I, like, as a kid, I was very, like, lazy in school and just fucked around. I was, like, I'm a rebel. I don't fucking listen to anybody. And I was, like, you know, getting, approaching, like, you know, legal adulthood, and I was, like, I need to start doing this or I probably never will.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, no matter what, you know, college happens with that, I need to start doing this when I'm still dying to get it, you know, get it going. So I opened, like, an L.A. Weekly or something. And then just found an open mic at the fucking Ha Ha Cafe.
Ah, the best,
hilarious.
The best club in the world.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Five nights a week they had open mics at like
still do.
4 in the afternoon
still
or whatever.
Do, I believe,
And I had some fast food job or something, and I asked my boss at the time, who was like my friend, I'm like, hey man, I'm doing this, like, and I was all shy about it. I'm like, I'm doing this thing, and you know, it's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I told him I wanted to do comedy, and I'm like, I'm doing this open mic or whatever. He's like, oh wow, and he's like, yeah, you know, get, you know, leave early, whatever time you need, and then that just became like every day I'd leave work early and go do those open mics, and then just and it just started.
Well, because I remember seeing you at the Comedy Store and around open mics when I was just starting.
Yeah,
I think I was 26. I'm 34 now. And you were so young and cute. You still are.
Thank you.
But you know, punk rock shit on your wrists, and you're always like listening to cool. But you were so diligent, and I really like that about you. I thought that was so cool. You're so young and so aware of yourself and what you liked. And now your parents are immigrants too, though, right?
Yeah.
Where are you? What are you?
They're Lebanese. Or I mean, we're Lebanese, not just they.
Gross.
Yeah. I'm like, I put that in my past. I'm not Lebanese anymore. I decided to just be not
hurt. I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't tell that to many people.
Yeah, they hated it. Like every parent, you know, American or not, they're gonna be like, "Why are you throwing your life away now?"
I think immigrant stuff is worse because you're like, my parents escaped from fucking Hungary in '69. Like, I'm telling you, escaped under barbed wire fences, put in a camp in Italy for a year, and then have their only child drop out of law school after 2 weeks and be like, guess what, I'm gonna be a comic. Like, my mother didn't speak to me for almost a year. I mean, she's, you know, she's her own special breed, but are you the only child?
No, I have a younger brother who's not in like entertainment or anything at
what
all,
does he do?
He works in the family business.
What's your family business?
Like marble granite.
Oh, yeah, that's a good immigrant.
That's a very, like, immigrant, like, construction, you know, something. Yeah.
Sure.
Because you move here, you have nothing, and, like, you know, and you just have to do something like that where, you know, those skills a lot of people, you know, have, like, growing up, like, you know, working with your hands, and so it's easier to start doing that. So,
sure. My dad's a forklift mechanic. He started his own business, and he does well now, but, come to these states with nothing.
The plan was I was, like, you're going to be in the family business or be a doctor. It was like one
of,
you know, like, do one of these things. But yeah, and then I started doing comedy, and like immediately I was like a much happier. I was still angsty and young, and you know, angry kid. And
I'm still angry.
But I was so much happier after starting, and then they were just miserable. They thought it was a hobby for the first 4 years or whatever. Yeah. Are you bored with this yet? I'm like, no, I'm actually having more fun than ever, and I'm getting good. And then they eventually, like one day, because you know how parents are, they'll like after a while they're like, this is something he wants to do and he's happy. And then in the end, all he wants is your happiness. Yeah. So when they realized it was actually making me happy and it's what I wanted to do and it wasn't some hobby or a joke or anything, they're like, all right, we get it. Like,
and now they do or do they?
No, now they're good with it now. Okay. Yeah, they're fine with it.
Because my parents will never be proud of me. I've realized. Really? Like, yeah, like I remember one of the first few times I was on Chelsea Lately, I'd be like, Dad, I'm on Chelsea Lately, isn't that? He's like, what is Chelsea Lately?
Yeah.
What is the E! Channel? What are you talking about? Like, they don't know what the fuck. And he's like, wow, man, all I want is your approval. And that's never going to happen. But I feel like, you know, it's a good driving force.
I have a question for you. Yeah. Are you still going on Chelsea here and there?
No.
No? Did you ever hear whatever happened to Justin Martin, though?
Who's Justin Martin?
He's a friend of mine that was supposed to have been hired by Chelsea, and then the Christmas party happened, and he drank too much and blacked out. I guess the Christmas party, they were just handing out tequila to everyone, and then he drank so much and blacked out, and then he remembers coming to, and like Whitney Cummings was driving him home or something like that, and she said that they were kicked out of the party, and then the next day he lost his job from that or whatever, and they never really they offered his job that they already offered him to somebody else or something like that, but no one knows and no one can remember. The last thing he said was like, I remember the dude from the Black Eyed Peas, and I'm like, wait, the Black Eyed Peas was there? Oh shit, what did you do?
Well, here's the thing. I was just starting to be on that show last Christmas, so I wasn't invited to the Christmas party. But there are a lot of things like that occur in that world.
Yeah.
And one day I will love to tell the tales. I fear that right now might be too soon.
Don't
do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You have a video of Chelsea making that cook.
No, but one day.
One day.
I might. That's I would cook. Love to tell.
The tell-all book.
I know. Yeah. Good Lord. You know, the show business is a wacky place.
Yeah.
It's full of all kinds of people.
Yeah, everyone's a weirdo, and everyone's got some story.
Yeah, but that's why it's a good place to be if you yourself are kind of fucked up, which I think.
Or
I
if you am. Like 50 Cent. Yeah.
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 Duh.
I love when you have like civilian friends that are like, you got to meet my buddies, but you know, sometimes they can be offensive or say, I'm
please.
Like, the world I live in is all degenerate assholes. Like, don't worry about it. Unless my introduction is him punching me in the head, then I'll be like, no, he's fine. I guess he's not offensive.
So true. Because I don't even really have many civilian friends anymore.
Me neither.
Just because I can't censor it. Like, I can't not be a complete asshole.
What's the point? Like, they're not talented or attractive. Like, who needs those people?
They don't have a POV. You got kids? Great.
Yeah. Oh, the kids thing. God damn it, how much do I not want to hear about people's fucking kids? Are you hearing that yet, Yusuf? Or?
Like, oh, my friends having kids? No. I mean, a few of them do, but yeah, I mean, more and more of my friends are starting to get, like, married.
Oh,
and
you're
stuff.
Hearing that shit. Yeah. That's how it starts.
You're in that gear. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone around me is like, so we're moving in together and we're getting married. I'm like, I'm going to vomit all over your life.
How do you feel about that? Are you going to hold out or are you seeing somebody now yet?
Yeah. I'm in no position to get married, though, anybody. That's you know, down the road.
You should wait. I was 32 when we got married.
Yeah.
So there's no hurry.
Yeah.
Are you cursed? You have kids and stuff?
No. I've been married twice, good. Though.
Really?
Yeah, get the first one out of the way.
You're
right?
So young looking. Yeah, good for you.
I don't fear commitment. I'm in.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'll figure it out. If we break up, the shit happens, you know?
I like monogamy. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with commitment now, like when it, you know.
I mean, I still want to fuck other people.
You're a
human being. I mean, I do have a dick. But for now. I love you.
I just had my ex-fiance get re-engaged the other day. Like, she's the girl that I moved to California with, dated her for 7 years.
Oh, yeah, oh, wow. Yeah.
And so it's weird. It's like I, it's not like I'm like jealous, like, oh, I can't believe it, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just weird to think that, like, okay, now she's going to do what we were supposed to do.
Yeah. And, it's hurtful,
you
know?
Yeah.
That's
so weird.
Yeah. It's,
keep
it just
kind of
shocked me. Yeah. Believe me, I'm not concerned or I trouble care at all. It's just kind of when I first heard about it, I was like, weird.
Yeah.
You know?
It is weird. Like, I lived with a guy before I married Tommy. Like, for 4 years, I lived with a civilian. He was a lawyer. Horribly boring. And now he's married and he just had a kid. And it's not that I give a shit about him anymore. Like, I don't have feelings. But it is like this thing where you're like, wow, I spent so much time with you. We lived together. Like,
yeah.
We were almost going to do what you're doing right now. And how I'm so glad that I'm not his wife.
Right.
And I didn't have his kid. But it is a weird, like,
a huge chunk of your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like,
so weird.
And that's like ex-wife, man. You just like, wow, I have a relationship with her. We're friendly. But still, it's like, it's been 10 years. Like,
we
got divorced 10 years ago. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, dating, like being in relationships, so, and then you break up, and one day it's like you're dead to me, and you just mourn this thing, and I don't know, the whole thing.
The breakup obviously is the worst. Yeah, that's the worst part. You act out in weird ways.
Listen, you're always gonna be the asshole. Just know that. Just
of course.
Tap out. Just say, "Yep, you're right. I'm a dick." Just get your shit and get the fuck out. It's okay.
Well, my husband knows my philosophy on breakups is that the best cure for an old dick is bouncing on a new one.
Right.
And that's what you should do, ladies.
That's what I try to do. But the problem,
I love your defiant.
I mean, it definitely gets you over it as soon as possible. But then you find yourself jumping into something you haven't really researched.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
I don't it's just like a good it's a good way to forget. You just go out and meet some girl and see her and
bang her
for a while. Yeah, it's not a cure, but you know.
But Nick, you're very attractive. You've always been one of the better looking boys on the circuit.
Yeah,
I imagine that you pull a lot of tail. Remember, I sound like Lakers.
That's funny.
Remember that guy?
I never listened to him. That was too fucking macho dude
for
me.
He's a piece of shit. He's not on anymore.
Oh,
but,
fantastic.
But, so correct me. It would seem to me that you would do well.
I do all right.
Yeah,
I do okay. I was Starbucks.
Not too well.
What am I going to be like? Yeah, I'm banging tons of pussy.
That's what I want to hear.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do okay, I guess. I saw a girl that I had a fling with, whatever we're gonna call it, at Starbucks before I got here.
Wow. Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh man. And
Amy Hawthorne?
No, Jesus.
I don't even know who that is.
That's the comedy groupie. That's what she calls herself. I'm not calling her that. That's her. Like,
oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
She's like, I guess she's a comic now, right?
Yeah, she's
still doing
it. I saw her last night.
She has like a blog and like she hangs out at the comedy scene. She's starting to do comedy. She's very sweet. But yeah, so I saw this girl and I was like, oh fuck. And I know she saw me through the corner of her eye. And I was about to take my sunglasses off. I'm like, well, those are staying on. I'm just going to look everywhere else but where she's sitting until my coffee's ready.
Wow. She didn't recognize? Or didn't see you?
I don't know if she did.
She's like, wait, I recognize a matching watch with shirt. Is that Nick?
Yeah.
Who's
that dickhead wearing all the yellow? Oh, that's Nick. Fuck him.
Wow.
By the way, yellow's my new favorite color.
Yeah, yellow's good.
Is it is yellow back or something? Because lately, yellow's been popping up all over the place.
It's never not been cool.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
Yellow's back.
Well, Nick, good for you. Yeah. I can tell. You get a lot.
Yeah, now I'm seeing somebody, so I can't.
You can't fuck other people.
Yeah, I don't know how well I would be doing.
Right now. Well, she's so amazing. It doesn't matter. I like her a lot.
Can I ask you something? Good. I'm repulsed by everybody I've slept with before my husband.
Really?
Does that make sense? Is that normal? I find them disgusting.
Everybody?
Like, one person I don't, but I look back in repulsion pretty much with everybody.
Oh, I'm wow.
Like, it's not like a ton, but...
Even Boone?
Who's Boone? Boone Shuckle.
Oh, my goodness.
I heard about that.
That guy?
Yeah.
I heard about it.
Poor Boone.
Didn't have a dollar for the vase, so you tried to...
every single person.
You're... Pretty much. I'm completely disgusted by my choices of sexual partner.
Sexually,
those
guys.
Is that... What? I wonder
even
what
the guy
means.
That you live with for 4 years or whatever?
Ooh, sexually repulsed, yeah. Sexually repulsed.
So you have
good
a weird...
Good for Tom, man.
Wow.
I'm telling you, he's a good dude, man.
He's a good dude. Oh, I miss you, Mommy.
Are you weird? Are you weird about sex? Is that... Is it like a shameful thing in your head? So then
it
you're
does.
Like, ew, I can't believe I did that.
I think it is a little bit of that. I think it's the Catholic guilt. I do have a lot of shame.
Okay.
But I'm not weird about sex. I'm very open about that. At least in a with my husband, I'm fine.
Right, right.
But I was never promiscuous, and I do kind of regret that. Because I think...
Well, now that you're married,
Yeah, no, no. Because even when I was in college, I was like, oh, I just wish I could fuck a lot of people. But because I have, like, shame, number one, and I'm afraid of STDs, number two, I'm deathly petrified.
Well, good. You should be.
Like, oh, I'm going to get herpes. It's going to ruin my life. And that was my major deterrent, was, like,
disease. I mean, that's every... Like, I think literally after every time I've ever had sex, I'm like, I have herpes. Like, just automatically, then you go get tested and you're fine. But it's, like, the biggest worry.
Oh, okay, so
especially in this city, it's a city full of sluts,
and female. Yeah, and sluts. I went to college in San Francisco, where I was like bisexual. Everybody's bisexual and
not
caring.
Attractive. There's no attractive people in San Francisco.
It's so gross. No. They're That's fucking like, smelly.
It's all just weird androgynous looking hippie people.
Yeah.
It might be just the bear sex that a lot of people that haven't had sex with a big hairy cuddly guy like myself.
It's the beard.
My husband's a bear. Well, anyways, have we done enough? I feel like we've done.
How long have we been talking?
A lot of show.
We've been on about 50 minutes.
Oh,
already?
Fun.
Wow. Yeah. That flew by.
Wasn't that fun, guys?
That was good.
Yay.
Well, I'm so glad you guys came along and had fun with
me.
Yeah,
me too.
And you should come back again.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Matt Kirsch, Nick Youssef, and Red Band for facilitating this.
Yep.
So what's your Twitter names?
Oh, okay. I am at Christina P. That's my Twitter. And then
I am at Nick Youssef, NickYousef.
Kirsch.
And I'm at MattyKirsch. Matty Kirsch.
And I'm Red Band, REDBAN. And this podcast and all the podcasts we do can be found at DeathSquad.tv or Death Squad on iTunes. So please hit subscribe.
Please do.
Yes, please do.
And thanks, that's
you guys got to come back here with Tom, though.
I know.
Miss you in the studio. It's so much more fun.
He's fantastic.
We're going to bring him. He'll be back next week.
Can't wait.
Come in for sure.
I haven't seen him in forever.
Oh, he's the best.
I know. He is.
Well, thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.